Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILM.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford. Tom Crawford's favorite fight song.
No.
No?
Most
you're watching
hated,
Ohio
no,
State.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Most hated fans. My most hated team right now is actually Ohio State over Michigan State.
No. Really?
Yeah. Michigan State's right
I thought
behind
Michigan
it.
State playing
no.
better would get more respect in terms
no,
of hatred.
No, it's the fans. The fans, I mean, Michigan
State. The arrogance
State
of the Ohio State
no,
fans.
Michigan State fans are not fun to be around. Okay, when you go to Spartan Stadium.
Right.
But they don't even compare to even dealing with Ohio State fans when they come to Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
I mean,
they try to
more
take over.
White trash per capita comes out of Columbus than any other school in the country.
Where were you when Dave Jones was on? Oh, you were back at the scrimmage at
last
the
week.
Pit.
I right. missed Davey Jones. Yeah. Hey,
he missed you
monkeys.
Too. He asked for you, by the way.
He did.
Yes, absolutely. Let's go out to our phones. 393-3700, 393-3700. Let's try Jerry from Lansing. Hello, Jer.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Tom.
Hello, Jerry.
I really, my slate is clean. You know, I'm kind of like a Rosetta Stone. I literally haven't been able to listen to the show up to this segment. So I don't know what that means, but it means my mind is clear.
It means you're
different. It means that later this weekend, when you have a minute, you can go on your computer and you can go to 1320wils.com.
Right.
And you can hear any of the interviews you want to hear.
Break them
or
down.
You can hear the banner where Tom just cries like a baby and and sounds like he's just seen his dog be shot.
Did you hear that, Tom?
Yeah.
Jack Ebling, still shameless pitch man.
He is. Always been that way.
No, I intend to. I was reminded rather casually by your producer when I called in that I was not a young adult anymore. So I'm trying to get over that particular reality. But, you know, regarding Ohio State, I've only been among Ohio State fans once. I went to the state game in 99, the home football game, and it is true. They're not individually bad people, but when you're sitting in the middle of them, I felt like I was at a road game.
Well, yeah, but you know what? There's something, though, you can't even relate to, because Michigan State fans and Ohio State fans and Michigan State players and Ohio State players have this sense of camaraderie because they have a common hated team, Michigan.
There is a simpatico there, Tom.
There's a
common hatred, no question about
it. Yeah, so you cannot compare. But you go down, you go sit in Ann Arbor when, you know, and last year's scenario was on, you know, times 10 versus any other year because, you know, they could, you know, those blood was in the water. They were sharks coming into that.
Well,
they knew what was happening. They bought up all the tickets. Michigan fans bailed, even in the alumni sections in the middle of the field, you know. So that was disheartening. But
I agree with Rosenberg, too, about that. And you guys, I just don't see them, that divisional setup where they would play twice. That's goofy, okay? You can have enough of a psychological adjustment with fan base and alumni without creating problems.
Well, if they don't play twice, there's a chance they won't play once because if they have to play in a championship game to meet, there are going to be years where they don't play.
I don't think those programs could take playing twice. I mean, once is enough. You know, I in 2006 I wanted the rematch. I thought that would be sweet. I think Michigan would have had a better chance, you know, playing Ohio State, you know, the second time. But didn't happen. Due to some politics, obviously, from the president of the University of Florida.
They'll work it out. But, you know, guys, regarding the one last thing on the Rich Rod thing, so much the matter of record. I'm still trying to figure out, and I can't quite get my arms around this. Lloyd Carr was not forced out that I know of. He didn't leave abruptly. It's incomprehensible to me that Michigan didn't have more of a plan B or even a plan C. I mean, this is not something that was unforeseen.
Two words,
you know?
Bill Martin.
No, two words, Michigan arrogance. They thought they could get any coach in the country, and everyone would walk to Ann Arbor, and then they found out Kirk Ferentz didn't want it, Greg Schiano didn't want it, Randy Edsall didn't want it. They couldn't get things straightened out.
How do you
with
know
Les
they
Miles.
Didn't want it? They wanted Les Miles first, and that was a done deal. Until it leaked out. You know that. I know
no,
that.
There were a lot of people who did not want Les Miles, and you know why, which we can't talk about.
Yeah, listen, you know, there are very
I
few
like
secrets,
about
guys.
That stuff.
There are very, very few secrets in college football or anywhere else, particularly locally. So, I mean, I guess I'm just, I have to lay that at their doorstep. But in a way, I do feel a certain amount of sympathy for Rodriguez, because just, you know, and he just brought a lot of this other stuff with him.
Right.
It's just, I don't know, it's just, I can't imagine two or three other coaches that would have had quite the problem he's had outside of his own personality. I guess
high risk, high reward, Rich Rodriguez. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Jerry. Yeah. We appreciate the call. We'll talk to you next week. Yeah,
you know, there was major risk when you make a hire like that. It was it hit a home run or ground out to third. And
Colin Cowherd. You listen to Colin Cowherd?
I like him.
Yeah.
Scott
he
likes
is
him
a
too.
Big Rich Rodriguez fan. He said he's the perfect coach for the University of Michigan. And if Michigan fires Rich Rodriguez, they'll go into a tailspin for a long time.
I strongly disagree with that.
Well, that's what he says. He says Michigan is onto something now. They're going to have to start all over. They're going to have to basically
restock.
We'll see
how this year goes. You know, if he's got all his players now. You're in your third year. That's good enough. Mark D'Antonio's in his fourth year.
Right.
There's no excuses now.
Well, the difference is Mark D'Antonio inherited a four-win team with a lot of academic issues, and Rich Rodriguez inherited a 9-win team that had just won its bowl game beating Florida.
Mark D'Antonio is going to be under the microscope as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Not maybe
should
not
win 9 games.
He should. But with that schedule, he should. Anyway.
But when did you think that there would be more pressure on Michigan State to win games than there would be on Michigan to win games?
No, there's not. Let's thank our guest, Jack. Who do we have on today?
We will thank Mick McCabe of the Detroit Free Press, Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network. Appreciate him joining us. And we're going to have a lot of Big Ten Network guests on throughout the season. Fred Heumann, sports director, WLNS Channel 6, getting ready for his first fifth quarter next Friday night. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. And Michael Rosenberg of the Detroit Free Press.
See you next week, Jack. After
for
high
producer Scott Eckersley and Tom Crawford, my co-host, Jack Ebling, saying, have a great weekend, everyone.